How many of you have had a will? Now, recently, my father and mother passed a few years ago. Several years. It's amazing how fast time passed. And they left a will. You know, once that will was drawn up by them and signed, nobody could go back and change it. Come on. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying. I'm taking my time on purpose. Once that will was drawn up, once it was signed, once it became, no man has any right to go back and change that once it's signed. So when the will is executed, what happened? When the will is executed, in other words, when the time comes for the execution of the will, everything in the will concerning the peoples involved have to be honored. Can't nobody go in there and be right and say, no, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You pull the will up and they have to fall in line. Come on. I said they have to fall in line with what the will said. Y'all better hear me. Now y'all better hear what I'm saying. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. All right. Move on. Now, to Abraham and who? His, come on. To Abraham and his seed were the promise made. Look at it now. He said not and he said not. And to seeds, to what? Seeds, which is plural, but what? Seed, as of many, but as of how many? And to thy seed, which is Christ. In other words, God made a promise to Abraham, a seed would come. Not seeds, but seed. And that seed was Christ. Now, are you listening to what's being said? What is in Christ? What is in Christ? What is in Christ? Eternal life. Huh? Did he provide eternal life? Did he provide the Holy Spirit? Did he provide health and strength? Did he provide prosperity? Did he provide protection? Did he say, I'll be your God? Did he say, I'll never leave you? What was in Christ? All right, move on. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law which was 400 and how many years after cannot, you know what happened just a moment ago? I saw that word over there about which, and I thought that, I said, now what is that? I went too far. Okay. Amen. Which for 430 years cannot do what? Disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. God cut the covenant with Abraham. And when God do something, it's as well as done. I don't care what you say. I don't care what I say. I don't care how many people say or do whatever they say or do. Jesus is coming. You can't stop it. I can't stop it. He said he was coming back. You just might want to get ready because he is coming. And so if he promised us something, it's going to happen. And this I say, that the covenant which was confirmed before God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. Moving on. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a what? It is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Moving on. Wherefore then, service the law? It was added because of what? All right, here we go. Till the seed should come to the world. Come to whom, rather, the promise were made. That it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Keep moving. Now, a mediator, not one, is not a one. A mediator are one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? There we go. God what? If there has been a law given which could have given life, verily what? Righteousness should have been by the law. Move on. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that what? The law was right, but faith came by Jesus Christ, and this faith provided you righteousness because you believe. Once you believe that Jesus is the Christ, who is the righteousness of God. I'm gonna say it again. Jesus is the Christ, who is the righteousness of God. And once you believe that, he said, but before faith came, we was kept where? Under the law, shed up unto the faith, which should afterward be revealed. We, the Jews, see, you got to understand, he's talking about the Jews. They was kept shut up. You know why he kept them shut up? If he had turned them loose like all the rest of the Gentile world, well, he couldn't have got the promise into the world because they'll run wild just like the rest of them. Can y'all follow me? That's why the law, he kept them shut up until he got the promise here. He had to have somebody on earth to cooperate with him. And so he gave them a law to follow. And that law couldn't give them life. So he kept them as a schoolmaster, as a guardian, as somebody would watch over you. You know, yesterday said to me, Jordan back there said, I was cutting the yard, I just finished. And he said, he'll try that one. I said, just as sure as you turn him loose. He'll try to run that lawnmower. I said, just as sure as you turn him loose. But you know I know better. I had to keep him from it. Because he'll sure try it. Just as sure as he'll get those joysticks and he'll go whatever with them. But I had to keep him away from it. The law kept us shut up until the promise got here. Are you following me? Till the promise got here. Once you get the promise of faith and become like God through faith in Christ, then God turns you loose. My God, y'all. Just hang on because I'm telling you there's some stuff coming. There's some things God want me to share with you today. Then you, after we get through, then you can shout.
Okay. All right.
But I need you to listen now. He said, let's move on. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. God will no longer hold back. If inheritance were left to whether it be our children, our grandchildren, once they become of age, once we are gone, and once they become of age, according to the covenant, according to the will that we make, they can no longer keep it from them. whether in a trust fund or whatever it may be, they can no longer keep that from them once they become age. And once we got born again, we had become of age. Once we got born again, we had qualified, and they could no longer keep that from us.